All right, we'll go ahead and get started. We've got a quorum. Just a couple things today. We'll make it pretty quick. Good afternoon. I'd like to call the August 20th, 2026 meeting of the Arizona Livestock Board to order. Welcome, everyone, to today's meeting. I'm Steve Clark, chairman of the Livestock Loss Board. Could I get our Mexican Wolf coordinator and other supporting personnel to introduce themselves and state their positions?
So, Steve, before we do that, perhaps we, for the record, we should go through the roll call to make sure the names of the people that are on are recorded.
That's not on my order.
Item number two, Steve, roll call.
Okay. All right, so we'll go ahead and take a roll call. For the board members?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Luke Thompson?
And Mr. Chairman, Luke Thompson on behalf of Director Finley.
Stephen Williams?
Present.
Robert Smook?
Present.
Wrangler Huckabee? Clay Parsons? Katie Spaniers?
Present.
Thank you, Katie. Randy Dahl. Hi, Randy.
Randy, if you answer, you're on mute.
Here, present.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Ben, we have anybody from the public online?
No, sir, we do not.
Okay. Hearing none and seeing none, we'll move on. Item number four, budget review.
So, Ben, if you'll pull that up, then we can launch once you get that up, please. Thank you, Ben. So, Mr. Chairman, we'll go through the budget review as we normally do. Fortunately, it's a size that I can read now, or in my book, I was quite challenged. So let's start with the depredation compensation fund. You'll see that we have three grants that are operating under the authority from the Wolf Livestock Demonstration Grant. The first one expires 12/31 of 26. In that budget, there's $70,984.34. The next one is the one that also expires 12/31, 2026. That's for $90,000. And then the third one it runs through 12/31 of 27. That's in a value of $60,000. So the total available is $220,984.34. So I think for the board's information, so we end up with the two grants that are scheduled to expire on 12/31 of 2026. In round numbers, that's about $161,000. If you look at a run rate, and we'll talk about on the next page, we're not, unless something different shows up in depredation pace, we will not be able to expend all of those funds. So the department now is working with Fish and Wildlife Service to seek a grant extension on the two grants that are due to close 12/31 of 26. So moving on to the conflict avoidance or prevention, as it's called there. At this point of time, we have a total of $82,000 available within the Wolf Livestock Demonstration Grant. And we'll talk in a moment about the compensation fund. The one that we have, it, again, stems from federal dollars. And so there's $82,000 there. The gross total for the two funds is $302,984.34. So, Ben, if you would scroll down, please, to the next part of that screen. So, you can see that is the funds in the Arizona Livestock Loss Board Livestock Compensation Fund. The origin of those funds come from two different places. The first, some of the funds came from a estate that was donated to Mexican Wolf Recovery called the Groves Estate. that was deposited into the livestock compensation fund. That the balance of that is approximately $46,000. And then out of the 2025 legislative session, there was $250,000 afforded to the by the legislature to the livestock compensation fund. So in total, for through the livestock compensation fund, there's $275,359.37. The importance of the livestock compensation fund is several fold. First is it is a non-lapsing appropriation, so it's there until it's spent. The second is that it's available for both compensation for depredations, conflict avoidance, carcass removal. So it's a very a broad that has very broad applicability to the board. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll take any questions if there are some.
Any questions for Jim? Hearing none, we'll move. Hearing none, we'll move on to item number five, which is a depredation claim. We have one claim today. Jim, could you go over that?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The claim that we have before us is claim number 26051909-45. Owner is Spur Lake Cattle Company. It's a calf that was a confirmed Mexican wolf kill. The calculated value for that animal is $2,737.84.
Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that the board approve claim number 26051909-45 for the amount of $2,737.84.
William seconds.
Thank you, Stephen. It has been moved and seconded that we fund claim number 26051909-45 in the amount of $2,737.84. Any further discussion? All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. The ayes have it. Moving on to agenda item number six.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first item that we have is claim number ALLB.carcass.034. Livestock owner is Spur Lake Cattle Company. The animal was disposed of on 5/20/26. It was buried. We do not have photos, which this producer has in the past normally done so, and I think they're aware that photos were needed. However, I believe that in the past, the board has been able to use their discretionary power to go ahead and approve the award in the absence of photos. One of the things that we will do through our administrative staff is, again, point out to the producers when they have a carcass removal that photos are necessary. I think what we'll do to help that is after each meeting and an approved action is taken, the administrative staff sends a letter acknowledging the award, and we will add a bold statement in there, a statement in bold, probably bold as well, that they have to provide photos in order to be considered.
Thank you. Did you want to go over to this one?
Yeah, I think we need to do them one at a time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. So we have a carcass removal, ALLB carcass.034 for the amount of $250. Do we have a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, Stephen Williams, I move the approval of reimbursement for Mr. Galen Flake for a buried livestock carcass, claim number ALLB.carcass.035.
Okay, we're currently on 034 right now for Spur Lake Cattle Company.
Spur Lake?
Yep, Spur Lake Cattle Company.
Oh, I'm sorry. I correct my motion for zero. Please hold.
Did you want to modify the number?
Yes, 034.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chairman, I'll second that.
Thank you, Luke. Has been moved and seconded that we fund claim number ALLB.CARCASS, CARCASS.034 for the amount of $250. Do we have any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Moving on to ALLB Carcass .035. Producer's name is Galen Flake. That animal was moved and buried. Again, there are no pictures. Note that the claim form that Galen used is an older form, so we need to reach out to Wildlife Services and make sure they have the most recent form. I believe that we have the most recent form on the board's website, but there's still some older forms floating out there that are in possession of Wildlife Services, so we'll, in this one, try and make that correction.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'm ready to make a correct motion now for Mr. Galen Flake for carcass disposal, ALLB.CARCASS.035.
Thank you, Stephen. Do we have a second?
Board Member Dahl seconds that motion for ALBCARCAS.035.
Thank you, Randy. It's been moved and seconded that we fund claim number ALLB.CARCASS.035 in the amount of $250. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The ayes have it. The motion is adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That exhausts our agenda for the day, except for executive session, if you so choose.
Do we have any reason to go to executive session? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you.